What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I miss you guys. I have not been on here in about a week, 7 or 8 days. Yeah, I've just been kind of getting myself together, getting my thoughts together. Whenever I do an episode, I have to make sure that everything is okay with me. I want to make sure I'm giving out the right information. I want to make sure I'm giving out positive information. I always have to spread positivity no matter what. No matter what I'm going through, I am going to always spread positivity and speak life into everyone, including myself as well, because you can't love anyone else unless you love yourself first. And I am most definitely loving me, and it feels good, if I'm honest. It feels really, really good. You know, for many years, I said that I love myself. I said that I had self-love, but my actions said otherwise. Some of the things that I allowed to go on in my life was a complete indication that I could not possibly love myself to allow the things to go on that went on, to do the things that I did, or accept the bare minimum from people. And through this journey that I've been on, I've learned that I do not have to accept the bare minimum. I've learned that I'm worth so much. You know, it's really easy to say I'm worthy and I'm worth this and I'm worth that. But if you don't fully believe that, then you're just talking. You have to make sure that when you say those things, you have to make sure you really believe what you're saying. If you're manifesting things, you have to make sure that you believe what you're saying. You have to believe that it's already done. Not sitting up worrying about it, thinking about it, and having doubts. That's not how this works. You have to completely believe that it's already done. And I guarantee you, it'll come to pass. Just have faith and believe. Of course, you have to do your part. You have to do the work. Nothing is just going to come to you. I think that's where a lot of people have things misunderstood. They think that they could just sit on their hands and everything is just going to come to them. That is not how this works. You have to take baby steps and do a little bit each day to make sure that you're in alignment and you're able to receive all of the good things that are coming your way. And make sure you're staying positive. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with positivity always. Make sure your environment is positive. Make sure you're sharing love and light. You know, whenever things are not going the way I want them to go, and no one will ever know it unless I tell them. I don't just lash out at the first person that comes to me or have an attitude walking around mad all day. Like, you would never know unless I told you. Or if you were like really in tune with me, and you like, and you knew me, and you're used to me talking and being one way, and then all of a sudden I'm quiet, completely shut down, don't say anything, in my own zone. Yeah, you know I'm in deep thought about something. But I just jump right into this episode. I want to go ahead and throw out, for the new listeners, I want to throw out some of the platforms that I am on. I am on Spotify, of course. I am on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and now TikTok. So I want to thank you guys for always showing love, always listening, sharing my content. I appreciate all of you guys. I appreciate all of the different countries that tune in to me on a consistent basis. You all are awesome. I see the numbers and I see the countries. I see the states, the cities. I see everything. So, yes, I am keeping up with that. And I will forever say thank you every chance I get to everyone that takes out time to listen to me and share my content. I appreciate all of you. So the United States is, of course, coming in at 62%. I have 62% of you guys tuning in, listening to me. Secondly, I have Germany. I have France. I have the United Kingdom. And coming in at number 5, I have Canada. So, you guys are awesome. And, okay. Of course, my largest audience is from age 35 to 44. And second, I have ages 45 to 59. Coming in third place, 28 to 34 years old. It's breaking it down for me. Let me know who all is listening. I have 59% females, 19% males, 21% of you guys do not want to be identified, and 1% is non-binary. So, regardless how you all identify, regardless where you are in life, regardless what path you're on, I appreciate your presence. I appreciate you for taking time out of your day to press that play button. Because you know what? You could have been anywhere in the world, but you decided to stop by and listen. And I'm forever grateful. And I hope that when I speak on these episodes, I hope that I say something that will encourage, motivate, and uplift you. I speak a lot about my personal experiences, things that I've gone through in my life, because I know that someone needs to hear it. I know that something that I say could possibly help someone else along the way. And also, it's very therapeutic for me as well, being able to speak about certain things Because I've come a long way, you guys. I come from not wanting to speak about anything. Like being completely private about everything. Of course, blaming myself for a whole lot of stuff that is absolutely not my fault. And just basically just being embarrassed about things. But I mean, as I gotten older, as I've been on this journey, I realized a whole lot. I realized that a lot of things that weighed heavy on my shoulders was not my fault. Now, the things that was my fault, I completely own them. I admit my wrongs. But anything dealing with people that were supposed to take care of me and did not, the things that they did was not my fault. And I am not their mistake, not my parents' mistake, not anyone's mistake. I am who I am, and I'm me. So, yeah, and that's enough. I'm enough. I am. I am not perfect. I never said I was. The only person that's perfect is the Most High, and I know this. But I am the Most High's child. So just that alone lets me know that I am somebody. Even on days when I feel like, even on days when I feel like I'm not much, and I've had my days when I've just been down on myself and felt like I wasn't worthy of love. I felt like certain things that I had in my life, I felt like I didn't deserve them. But now I know that I do deserve a lot. I know that I do deserve to be loved. I do deserve to be respected because I always return those things. Always. I lead with love in my life, and I'm always helping others and giving of myself. That's just me, and that's not ever going to change, regardless what's going on. And I think it's so weird. I have to get this out the way. And I've said this before. Every time I decide that I'm going to record, my phone rings or I'll get a text message or something. I mean, my phone just stays dry all day. I don't even talk on the phone. I might text here and there. Maybe answer some emails. But as soon as I decide to press record, the phone is ringing. That's so weird. Anything to distract me from recording or my message. But I'm still gonna keep speaking. I'm still going to finish this episode. Because I owe you guys. I have not been here in a week. That's crazy. And I do appreciate you all. So I'm gonna continue to put out episodes. I've been playing old episodes on the web radio station for this past week, but some of you may not have even heard those episodes. So, I hope someone got something out of those episodes. All of the messages were positive and motivating, uplifting. And all my messages are still the same. I always say, stay in a positive space. Because I tell you what, when you put out that positive energy, that energy is going to come right back to you. When you put out love in the universe, you're going to get that same love back. That within itself is an amazing feeling. Very much so. And I tell you, I have been feeling the love. And I am so appreciative and so humble to be in this space that I am. Even though a lot of things have tried to take me out of character, a lot of things have tried to make me be negative, but I refuse to partake in that. I refuse because I'm not gonna block my blessing because of negativity. I'm not doing it. Yeah, but overall, today has been a really, really good day. Feeling really, really good today, which is a good thing. I was sick for, shoot, it seemed like a couple of weeks with that cold. I kept getting on here and coughing and sounding like a man and all kind of stuff, but I was still gonna show up for you all. And yeah, I'm feeling really, really good now. And just making the most out of life. I'm excited for this new chapter in my life. Wherever this journey takes me, I'm excited. And I've been through so many days of being sad, being depressed, feeling down, being worried about things. Some of it was out of my control, and some of it was where I could control it, but I've had those days. I've had too many of them, and I'm no longer living there. I am looking forward to being happy, spreading love and light, meeting new awesome people. I'm just excited. And I know that my current situation is positive because I control it. You know, the mind is a powerful tool. You have the power to control what's going on or manifest things. And I'm no longer worried about the past. I'm not even worried about the future. I believe that enjoying my current situation, enjoying this journey, now there's going to be some bumps in the road, of course. But those bumps in the road are necessary to grow. No one is going to have smooth pavement all the time. It's not going to be smooth sailing. Seems like when you're right there, It's your blessing and whatever's meant for you. Seems like when you're right there, everything in the world just presents itself. All the negativity, all the drama, all the nonsense, everything. But I don't welcome any of that in my life anymore. I'm thinking past that. I've evolved from being that person. And I don't live there anymore. Feels good to say that, actually. I do not live there anymore. So this new chapter, I can feel it. I can feel it. Have you ever wanted something so bad? You could just feel the presence of it, just like it's like it's right there. I can taste it. I can see it. And I'm so ready. And I welcome it. And I'm so thankful that the Most High chose me to be the person that I am. I'm thankful for all of the many experiences that I've had that led me up to this point of my life and helped me become the woman that I am today. Took a long journey to get here. I have not always been thankful. I didn't appreciate the experiences. I was confused, lost. Didn't know why me, why I was going through so much. Some days I just wondered, like, what did I do to deserve this? And then I had to realize I didn't do anything. Nothing. I'm just me. But the experiences were necessary for me to grow. The experiences were necessary for me to be able to help someone else. Those same experiences guided me to the rooms that I've been in. Those experiences led me to the people that I've met. Those experiences made me a humble woman, made me a loving woman. And I just love everyone. I do. Not even the people that have done me wrong or been mean. None of that. I don't hate anyone. And now I don't have to deal with you if the energy is off. I don't have to deal with you. But I can have love for you all day. See, in this season of my life, I am more concerned about me I'm more concerned about self-love. I'm more concerned about self-healing. And evolving to my higher self. That's what I'm concerned about. My mind is not on anything else right now, but making sure that I am good. Making sure my children are good. Making sure that I am humble every single day when I open my eyes. I make sure I say thank you for another day, for another breath. Thank you for my experiences and the things that are to come. I'm appreciative. I think we all should be humble, gracious, thankful for each day, each second that we're here. Each second that we're allowed to be around our children, our family, friends. Enjoy each moment. Enjoy it. Hold people tight. Love on them. Be there for people when you can. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish at all. Flash a smile at someone for no reason. Say hello. You never know who you might be inspiring or motivating or uplifting. You know, people go through things and you don't know. When you meet a stranger, you don't know what they're going through. Just one smile from you, one hello from you. One handshake from you can mean so much. You know, we need more kindness out here in the world. It's enough people out here being mean, being rude, being selfish, hating people. We have enough of that going on. So why don't you be the one to start loving on people? To lead with light and love. You be the example to show people that, you know what, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It's gonna be okay. Your better days are coming. Everything that you've asked for is coming. But you have to believe that. Don't let anyone psych you out and tell you that what you pray for and hope for is not coming. There may be days when you lose motivation and hope, and you may even think that those days are not coming. Trust me, I've been there. I still go through it. I'm not perfect. But then I have to check myself real quick and realize all of the nights and days that I've prayed and cried and asked for certain things, it's not going to be in vain. I know that my words are powerful. And I know when I manifest, I know it's coming to pass. I believe the Most High when He says, just wait and be patient and hold on because my better days are coming. I believe all of that. I don't need anyone else to tell me that. I believe it. And I know that is so. No one can tell me anything different. So I'm going to stay humble. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to keep spreading love and light to everyone that I meet. I'm going to continue to be me. I'm not going to switch up. I'm not going to change for anyone. This has always been me right here. The only thing, one of the only things that was missing all this time was my self-love. When you start having self-love, so many things change. You don't even look at things through the same lens anymore. I'm not gonna lie, I've had some issues with my weight for years. My weight has been up and down. It's been crazy. Women, some of you know what I'm talking about. It's been crazy. Having children, being stressed, sometimes overeating. I'm gonna be completely honest. I did that because I was stressed, and sometimes eating did make me feel good. But on the other hand, when I lost a lot of weight, I was stressed, depressed, didn't know which way I was going or coming, like really going through it. And so it's been a battle, complete battle, my entire life, dealing with weight issues. And being someone that's dealing with weight issues and then running into someone that plays on your insecurities, it makes you feel like crap and calls you out of your name and tells you that you've gained weight, no one will want you, you know, the usual. All those things played on my insecurities for years, even to this day. And I have to learn how to let that go completely. I think I still have ways to go. I don't think I know. I still have ways to go. And through this self-love journey, I'm learning to accept and love all of my flaws. And to someone that doesn't really understand that, or have never been through it, they probably wouldn't understand, like, why a person doesn't want to be completely undressed, or why a person may view themselves as this or that. A lot of that has to do with that confidence that was completely shattered. Those are some issues that, you know, you can have someone telling you all day that you look fine or you're perfect, or they're not worried about how you look and all of that. But inside, until you're ready to deal with that, and until you accept all your flaws, you're not going to be comfortable. And I will no longer be prisoner to those people that put me down, made me feel like I was less than, or talked about me. I'll no longer be prisoner to that. So through this journey, self-love journey, I am learning so much about myself, and every day is new. Every day is something new, and I'm enjoying it. I know I have a ways to go, but hey, I can do this. I can do anything. Anything I put my mind to, I can do it. And if anyone is listening to me right now, if you are one of those people that talk about people's weight or make them feel less than, call out their insecurities, especially when they've trusted you with something so personal and you take it and use it against them. If you're used to that, you should look in the mirror and evaluate yourself, because no one has the power and the authority to talk down on anyone. You don't have the right to snatch someone's insecurities and make them feel less than or unwanted or undesired. If anything, you should make them feel loved, especially if they're going through issues. You should make them feel loved. You should love all of their flaws and help them through it, instead of making them feel like crap. So like I stated earlier, we just need more love in the world. And people should realize that words are powerful. You could say something so hurtful to someone and you move on with your life and think that everything is fine, but that person still remembers what you said. They're still hurt by what you said. When they look at themselves, they see what you said about them. You should think about how you speak to people. And imagine if someone was speaking to you that way, or speaking to your mother that way, or your daughter. Imagine how you would feel. So you don't have the right to do that to another person. Also, if you don't want them, or that's not your cup of tea, then just leave them alone. Instead of playing on their insecurities and, you know, causing more hurt. Yeah. Just wanted to say that. That helped me, but I'm sure someone else probably needed to hear that as well. But I'm going to go ahead and end today's podcast. I hope you all enjoyed today's podcast. I am glad to be back. And I just needed a break. And I got that much needed break. Had to clear my mind and work on some things. But I missed you guys. And I hope that I said something in today's podcast that you could take with you and use. Or if you know someone else that could possibly benefit from today's podcast, then please share my content. In the beginning of this episode, I told you all about the platforms that I'm on. So you can find me on any of those platforms. Just type in Straight Talk About Life and you should reach my podcast. Also, if you are familiar with or not familiar with my web radio station, it is called Feel the Beat Radio. You can find me at feelthebeatradio.webradiosite.com. And I play music on there all day. It's a 24-hour web station from 6 o'clock to 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday. I play my podcast for you all. And if you're up that early in the morning, please join me for the episodes. And then following the podcast, I just play music all day. Different genres of music. Stop by, catch a vibe with me. And yeah. You can also message me on the web station. You can message me on Spotify. You can email me at kimijo774@gmail.com. And I'll be sure to get back with you. Please allow me at least one day to respond to your emails. On my web station, I have my top songs. I have actually 5 of them. And once you click on that station, check out those artists and support them. I also have videos at the bottom of my webpage. Click on there, watch them, support those artists as well. I have a poll on my web station main page. You can take that poll for me. I basically just ask you, I say thanks for vibing with me. Are you planning on coming back? It's yes, no, or maybe. Take that poll from me and let me know how you feel. But I will see you guys in the next episode. I do not do podcasts on Saturday and Sundays. Sundays are from 6 a.m. to no, Sundays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I play gospel. So if you enjoy gospel music, stop by Sunday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And yeah, I think I've mentioned everything that I need to mention today, you guys. So go ahead. Have the most amazing day. You know the Most High loves you. And guess what? I do as well. See you guys in the next episode.